Today I'd like to focus on this passage from Luke chapter 18. The passage is the Pharisee and the publican, in which we see the proper way to pray and the improper way to pray. As you know, the Lord was the master storyteller. He could paint vivid pictures. And so today he tells this parable of two men who went up to the temple to pray. And we see that one was a Pharisee who would be considered to be the one who would know how to pray because he was a religious man. He was a teacher of the law. And the other one would be the most unlikely candidate, a tax collector, somebody that would be considered a public sinner. And so each prays in their own way. First, the Pharisee. And notice the Pharisee's prayer is all about himself. Every word is I. I'm not like the rest of humanity. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. So his prayer was self-centered. It was the ego. Remember the word ego. E-G-O stands for edging God out. And that's what this fellow did. His prayer wasn't focused on God. It was focused on himself. He even thanks God that he's not like the rest of humanity, who he says is all greedy, dishonest, adulterous. He even compares himself to the tax collector. God, thank you that I'm not like this tax collector. He says, I fast twice a week. The Pharisees would, as you know, 2 days a week fast. He says, I pay tithes on my whole income. That wasn't necessary. He could only pay tithes on a certain amount, but he did more than that. He paid tithes on his whole income. So the Pharisee, again, we see a man of pride, telling God how good he was, not comparing himself to God, but comparing himself to the rest of humanity, to even like this tax collector. So we see arrogance, we see pride in this because he was despising others. He wasn't having true prayer. He was comparing himself with other people and not with God. He never admitted that he was a sinner. He never asked God for forgiveness. That's why Jesus says he left the temple unjustified, which meant displeasing in the eyes of God. He was no better after his prayer. In fact, I would say he was worse because he was filled with pride and arrogance, again, telling God how good he was and despising the lowly, the poor, the outcast, the tax collectors. So he gives us the example of how not to pray, not to focus on ourselves in prayer, but instead we need to focus on God. And the key that was missing in his prayer was humility. He did not pray with humility. He did not admit he was a sinner. Compare it to Jesus' portrayal of this tax collector who was considered such a terrible person, a public sinner. He says, the tax collector wouldn't even look up to raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast and prayed. It's a sign of repentance. People in the Bible, when they beat their breast, they would strike their breast in sorrow for their sins. And he kept repeating this beautiful aspiration, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What a beautiful prayer that is. It's a prayer we should say dozens of times every day. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus says, that man went home justified. And the word justified means that you are now right in the eyes of God, pleasing in the eyes of God. He admitted he was a sinner. He admitted he needed God's help. As Bishop Sheen says, unless you admit you're truly a sinner, you can never claim Christ as your Savior. If we're self-righteous and don't admit we're sinners, then we cannot really call Christ our Savior. Jesus said, I've not come for the self-righteous who don't see their sin. I've come to call sinners. And he says, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So he wants the compassion, the mercy, the forgiveness of God. He calls himself a sinner. And because of that, because he humbled himself, because he was contrite, because he was sorrowful, he was transformed in the temple that day. The Pharisee remained the way he was, but the tax collector was transformed by the grace of God. Because he humbled himself, he wanted God's help, he needed the mercy and forgiveness of God. So that's what we see here, an example of pure prayer, true prayer, that aspiration, like the Jesus prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This tax collector said that prayer, pure prayer, a humble prayer, a prayer in which he asked for God's forgiveness. And he went home from the temple closer to God, transformed by the mercy of God.